Gentlemen, $820. Real genuine cow then, gentlemen. €830, €820 then, gentlemen. $820, $830.
Well, I'm by King John's Castle at the top of the Strandman, and I have a little horse with me, and we're going out over the bridge in a small piebald pony in the middle of a busy street full of traffic.
The times when Limerick City was known as Pigtown have long passed into memory, but our complex relationship with animals as companions, vermin and livelihood, whether farmed or free, continues to shape our identity and round out our lives.
I give all my heart to poultry because I adore them, basically. Every morning I get up around 7, I do all my jobs, and then when I come home I do my homework, and then after that I spend the evening outside doing all my jobs.
Well, it's a beautiful evening, to be honest now. It's nice and calm, warm. The water is settled, which is great for fishing. Well, at the moment I'm going using a small hook. Since we're fishing for perch, they're mostly thieves, we call them. They snatch and go. So the smaller the hook, the better chance you have of gripping them. Oh, there's something biting here, all right. I'll see how many I catch at the end of the day, and then when I'm finished, then I'll leave them all go again. I like fish, and it's calm, but wouldn't be very great into eating fish. It's not really fair on them either, to be honest. They're only out looking for a meal, just like everyone else.
We feed the pigeons, I give them porridge, and I have bread for the swans, and I have chicken wings for the heron, and he takes about 6 chicken wings, and then he flies down to Westfields, down to the wetlands, when he's fed. He's like everyone else. When he's fed, he's happy and he's gone.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't it a privilege? Isn't it an absolute privilege, isn't it? To be able to get that close to a wild creature, huh? And that he trusts you, you know?
I would live nothing starve. I'd sort of starve myself than the horse, you know? Yeah. I would be that.
He's very good and he's quiet. And he stands for you when you brush him. Smarty. He's black and white and he has a bit of a stare on his face. I love horses because they're very nice creatures and they're very good to ride and everything.
In the quarter jacket in the centre with seven on the near side. Little King Robin now weakens back to third. And that sailor's worn. They're coming down towards the far. Bootmaker Grimes hurdle. And little to choose between Darwin's Fox after Legends.
Isn't much of a secret to horses, but if there was one, it would probably be a bond. You can't get anywhere without having a bond with a horse or any animal. It's like a person. You can't be friends with them unless you get on with them.
And that's a clear home there for Lucy and Maxim Maastricht. Our jump off is fences 1, 8, 2, 3.
I knew I loved horses, but the moment I realised that it was part of me was when I fell off a horse. But like, I wasn't scared to get back up, and I wasn't scared of the animal at all. I knew that I couldn't go away from it. It's too powerful, like a love.
He've a nice little cart on him now, and a new tackling. The whole lot is a nice set out, you know.
I'd be holding on to the two reins and sitting at him, and then I'm all I have to do is stare him with the reins.
Go on now.
Now I have some chickens. I got them this year instead of turkeys, as my grandson was sweeping them out the other day, and he says, "Oh, terrible smell, Nana." I said, "The smell and the work goes together. You must have the two." Their food was filled it up. 'Tis a Guinness barrel I cut the bottom of, but 'tis chicken food that's in it, not Guinness.
I actually love milking cows and calving cows. I often say it. Look, I'm standing inside the pit for maybe an hour in the morning, an hour in the evening. And it's like therapy. You hear the machine chipping away like that. And I always keep nearly putting songs into my head about the kind of the rhythm of the machine.
€800, then gentlemen, 8 bid now with a car in the ring, then gentlemen, 8-10 of it now, 20 a bid, 8-20 a bid, then gentlemen, 20 a bid for it, then gentlemen, 8-20 now with a car in the ring, then gentlemen, 8-20 bid, €820, then gentlemen, 8-20 now, a real genuine cow, then gentlemen,
820, come on, girl, can we see the babas? Can I see the babas? Oh, they're lovely babies. Oh, she's a great mammy, aren't you? The best mammy. Yeah, good girl.
They're pets with a purpose. Realise at the end of it that there is a purpose to their life here, and you know, I can't lose sight of that either, but at the same time we look after them while they're here.
Could tell an awful lot from a poo what way the dog is feeling by the colour of it, the consistency of it. So with animals, put it in one end, you feed it. You give TLC in the middle and you clean it up when it comes out the other end.
It's true, they're a man's best friend, because no matter what, like, if you're down, they're always there, they'll always jump on top of your lap, stay there. If they find out you're hurt, they'll always do it, or if there's an intruder, they're barking straight away.
The first class in the dog show is about to commence, which is the best dog in fancy dress to be handled by a child under 15 years of age.
Sparky, he's in the dress-up category. Well, he has a pink dress on and he's a bit of tinfoil, and then he has a flowery kind of necklace on him.
Like, we've got dogs that have been burned with cigarettes, ears cut off, you know, things like that. And you just think, what is wrong with people that they do something like that? But once you have them in and they're in your care, you say, now I look after them. It's my job. It's over. For, you know, their hardship is over now. Now it's time to get better.
There's a mystery in the sense of sharing our world with wild creatures, and a passion where our lives are shared with domesticated creatures. Animals have their place in the choir of subtle sounds that sing our days.
Midget pony. See, she's grand and timid now, do you know? She's grand and calm. I had a small red and white one and the thing was completely nuts and it snapped my umpla's arm, like, do you know? He fell off the horse and busted his whole arm completely. Different temperaments, man. It all depends on how you look after them then as well, man. If you're not training her right, you'll drive the horse nuts, man. The horse will turn on you.
One sec, no?
What? Listen, I'm sorry about this now, but I have to catch up with my cousin.
The deep resonant purr there of a cat, ending episode 3 of our 12-part series by Grey Heron Media, As It Lives and Breathes. The series was specially commissioned by RT Lyric FM and Limerick's Live 95 FM to mark Limerick City of Culture 2014. As It Lives and Breathes was written and produced by Dermot McIntyre, Mairead O'Connor and Mary McDonnell of Grey Heron Media. It was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland within the television licence fee.